Halacha of Daf Chafal. Chafal Vam Aleph, the Rambam in Hilchis Kriya Shema, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel says, Suffolk if you read Shema, Suffolk if you didn't read, he goes back and reads, and he makes the brachas before and after, Yotzer or Amar Veravim, and Munich Zoyes of Yatzah. But if he knows that he read, he has a Suffolk, if he made a bracha before or after, or he didn't make these brachas, then he doesn't make the brachas. If he read and he made a mistake, he goes back to the place where he made a mistake. If he was doesn't know which Pasha did, and he made a mistake, but doesn't know which Pasha was Mashna, which one he has to begin. He goes back to the first Pasha, which is after the Hashem and the Kecha. Arachayim Simon, Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph. Suffolk, if he read Shema, he goes and reads again, and he makes the brachas before and afterwards, Yetzer Or and the Atzav or Amar Barovim and so on. But if he knows that he read it, he has just a Suffolk. If he made the brachas before or afterwards, he doesn't go back, because the brachas are only at the Rabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchas Tfila, Perek Yud Alocha Vav. Someone has a suffix if he daven or he didn't daven, he doesn't daven again. Unless he davens this Tfila al das that it's in a Dava. Because if anyone wants, a Yochai could daven every day a Tfila's in a Dava. Someone who stands and davens and he remembers that he already davened, he stops even in the middle of the bracha. But if it's Meirev, he doesn't stop because he didn't daven like a Tchila only in a das that it's not a Chayva. Says the Raibad, Enka Nachasruch, it doesn't make sense. Meirev is the same as Shachras. The Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Simkuv Zayin Sif Aleph says, if he's Mesupik if he davened, goes back and davens. He doesn't have to be Mechadish anything. But if he's sure that he davened, he doesn't daven again, unless if he davens without a Chiddush. But if he's Mechadish something that's real, then he davens with a Dava as many times as he wants, except for Musaf, because Musaf you never daven with a Dava. Shabbos Yontav, you don't daven with a Dava at all. And if he started davening Al-Dash, thinking that he didn't daven, then he remembered that he already davened, he stops even in the middle of the Bracha, even if he could be Mechadish something in it. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud, Halacha Zion says, someone made a mistake in davening the weekday of on Shabbos, he's not Yoytzer. If you remember, while he's in the middle of davening, he finishes the bracha that he started, and he davens again the bracha of Shabbos. When do we say this? Meir of Shachas HaMincha. Musav has to stop even in the middle of the bracha. So too, if he was mashing the tefillah of Choyl al das, thinking that it's Musav, he has to daven again Musav. Well, it's meant Shabbos, Yontav, or Shchaydish. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon Reish Samaches, Siv Beis says, when someone made a mistake and mentioned, started Tfilas Achoyel, he finishes that bracha that he started, that he mentioned it, that he made a mistake, and he starts of Shabbos. Doesn't matter if he started bracha of Atachoynen, doesn't matter if he started any other bracha than other brachas, whether it's Meir of Shachris, Musav or Mincha. Some say Musav, he stops even in the middle of the bracha. The Rambam Hichas Tfilah, Perik Aleph, Halacha Tes says, these Tfilas we don't make any less than them, but you're allowed to add on them. If a person wants to daven the whole day, entire day could do it. And all those tefillahs that he's moisav are like as if he's makar on a dava. Therefore, you must be mechadish something in it in every bracha. In bracha, from the middle ones, ma'ena brachas. If he was mechadish, even in one bracha, it's enough. As long as you know, like this, it's known that it's an adava, not a chayva. First three and the last three, la'olam, you're never moisav, you're not poichas in them, and you don't switch anything in it. The Ravid says, even these tefillahs, even if it's not mechadish, he could do so. Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Simkov Zayin Sifal says if he's Mesubik Vidavent, he goes back and davens, he doesn't have to Mechadish anything. But if he's sure that he davened, he doesn't daven again without a Chiddush. Now, the Chiddush, he can follow Benadava as many times as he wants, except for Musa, that you don't daven Benadava. Shabbos Yomtov, you don't daven Tfilas Adava at all. And if he started davening Adas thinking that he didn't daven, then you remember that he davened already, he stops even in the middle of the Bracha, even if he could be Mechadish something. Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, or Chaim Simon, Kof Tessif Aleph says, someone goes into shul and finds the tzibah davening, if he can start and finish before the shliach tzibah will get the kedusha kaddish, he should daven. And there are more adds, who are din, amen of a kela kaddish shmei tefillah, that's like kaddish and kedusha. Brings down the Rosh and the Mordechai and Taisus. But if not, he should not daven if provided he has enough time. But if you got an after kedusha, if you can start and finish before the shliach tzibah gets the moedim, he could daven. If not, he shouldn't daven. Who would then if he could reach Moedim or any of the brachas that you bend down when the Shliach Tzibur comes to Moedim, he should daven. But if he has to start to be Semech Gula Tefillah and it happened to be that the Shliach Tzibur got to Moedim, when he's in one of the brachas in the middle, he can bow down with it. But if he's in the beginning or at the end of a bracha, he's not allowed to bow down because he's not allowed to bow down at the beginning or the end of a bracha, only in Avos and Hoidah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Halacha Tes Zayin says, person is not forbidden for a person who davens with tzibah should go daven earlier than Tfilas HaTzibur. Someone goes into shul in front of the tzibur already davening the quiet Shemoneh Esrei. If you can start and finish before the shliach tzibur will get to Kedusha, you should daven. If not, you should wait till the shliach tzibur starts to daven Mekaram. You should daven with him quietly, word for word, till he gets to the shliach tzibur to Kedusha. Then he answers Kedusha with the tzibur. And then he davens the rest of the tefillah for himself. Or if he started davening before the shliach tzibur and the shliach tzibur got to Kedusha, he should not be mafsek, he should not answer Kedusha with them. So too should not answer Yehi Shmei Rav Vorach if he's in the middle of davening. And Avada and other brachas. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Tes Sif Aleph says, someone goes to the Beis Knesset and finds the Tzibur davening. If he can start and finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha Kaddish, he should daven. Hu Adin Omer V'Keil Kaddish Shmei Tefillah is like Kaddish Kedusha, so says the Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Mordechai. If not, he should not daven, especially if there is still time to daven. If he came in after Kedusha, if he can start and finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Moedim, he should daven. If not, he shouldn't daven. Hu Adin, if he can reach the Moedim or one of the brachas that he bows down when the Shliach Tzibur reaches to Moedim, he can daven. But if he has to start to be masmach gula tefila, and then it comes out that the shliach tzibur got to moedim, or when he's in one of the brachos in the middle, he could bow down with him, and not say anything. But if he's in the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha, he should not bow down, because he's not allowed to bow down the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha, only by the bracha of avos and hoidah moedim. The Rambam Hilchos Tefila Perek Ches Halacha Vav says chal davar kedush, anything should not be only with an Eda of Yisrael. It says, Nikdash L'shech from Yisrael, and all these things, if you began by Sora, some left, even though it's not allowed, you could finish the rest. Arachayim Simon Nun Hei Sif Alev, the Shulchan Aruch says, say Kaddish, and you don't say it less than 10 males, B'nei Chayim G'doylim, adults, that have already two Sarahs. Who are the Nikdusha, Baruch Hu, cannot be said less than 10 people. The Rambam Hilchos Tefila, Perek Yud, Halacha, Tez Zayin, we already mentioned before, so I won't repeat it, that we'll just quickly summarize it, that you're not allowed to finish before the tzibur, and if you do, you have to make sure, if you do come in and you find already the tzibur davening quietly, so you should try to make sure you get Kedusha, or if you miss Kedusha, you can daven moedim, and so on and so forth. The Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simukov Dal Tziv Zion says, he doesn't stop Middle Shemoneh Esrei and Afa Kaddish and Afa Kedusha, he just is quiet, and is mechavim to what the Shliach Tzibur says, and it's like Ka'ina. If he's standing in the middle of davening and they called him up to say for Torah, he doesn't interrupt. The Rambam says, Nichas Avedis Kechavim, Perek Yidal V'Alachates Vav, someone who's a Mechashev, Kishemacher, Schaev, Skila, has to be stoned. That's Dafke if he did Ma'asek Shofim, but someone who does magic, meaning it looks like he does it, but he doesn't do it, he gets Makas Mardus, because this Lav is only by Mechashev, and that's Klal of Le'emotze B'cho. And it's a lav shnit lazaras v'sbezdin, and you don't get malchus on lav shnit lazaras v'sbezdin because it says shneim v'chashev v'lo yisachaya. The Rambam in Hilchos Isura Bia Perek Beis Halach Yud Gimel says, someone who marries a woman and her daughter, derech znus, or a woman and a sister chiyotzman, that's as if he comes on two other women that are not related, that they're not considered ever one another, only with nisur, not with znus. So too, if he raped his father raped, or his son raped, or his brother raped, or his father's brother raped a woman, or seduced him, it's mutter to him, and he can marry him, because it doesn't say only eshas, and that's not considered eshas. And the Shulchan Aruch and Ezer, Siman Tezvav, Sivhei says, if his grandfather's Aslam and Rabbanan, Bovad, but the wife of his father's Aslam and Torah, whether it's his wife from marriage or from getting engaged, whether the father's alive, or the father died, or even divorced her, but her mother's mutter to him. But if his father raped a woman, then she's mutter to him. The last halacha, Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra Simon Tezvav Sif Yotes says, the wife of his son is Asim Ratayra, and the wife of his grandson is Asim Drabonan, and there's no hefsek till one of them will be Asr on Yankov Avinu. That's how far it goes up and it goes down. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Chof Aleph.